Hello again. My name is Jaylana Stevette, the author. And I want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of Naughty Tales. I'm so excited to tuck you in tonight with a sweet, sexy story that I know that you are going to enjoy. So, grab your liquid libation. For those of you who are younger, that's your drink. Whether it's wine, whether it's a shot of alcohol, whatever it is that you do to wind down, grab that for yourself. Light up a blunt if you smoke. But the theme is, and the idea is, that you need to be relaxed. Because I'm about to tuck you in with a sweet story. But first, let's get all of the pleasantries out of the way. You can follow me on social media, on Instagram at Jaylana_Stevette. You can follow me on TikTok and on Twitter at JStevette. And then I'm on Facebook. I have an author page, Jaylana Stevette, the author. I have a professional page, Jay Willis, and my personal page, Jaylana Stevette. Other than that, you can tune in and be entertained. Now, for those of you who do know, and then there's those of you who do not know, I've got a new book being released here in the next few months. It's in editing right now. It is a sequel to the first. It's called Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. And if you haven't read the first one, baby, you're not going to be ready for the second. So I encourage you to go out and get Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. It's everywhere books are sold. I have worldwide distribution by J. Merrill Publishing. My book is also on audio. So the next release will also have worldwide distribution and be on audio as well. For those of you who don't like the hard copy of the book and love to listen, the audio is exactly what you need. Now let's move on to something a little more sexy. For those of you who have been waiting, stay tuned because it's coming soon. The Goddess Collection. A lingerie line put together by your very own Jaylana Stevette. So you know my lingerie line is going to keep it nice and hot as well. If my stories keep it hot, my lingerie line, ladies, will be guaranteed to keep it hotter. I've got a few pieces that are in the works. I've got a few pieces that are finished. So I've got a couple of sexy lingerie pieces that are finished. And we are looking to add a few sexy robes, a few sexy rompers, and some high-end pieces, and a few other things as well. So stay tuned on the release date for the Goddess Collection and all of the information and the details for that, because, of course, it'll have its own things going there, its own website, its own social media page. It'll have all of that stuff that you need. So just stay tuned and ride the ride. But I promise you, something sexy is coming out for you. And it won't just be for the ladies, because men, it'll be something that you can look at and enjoy and take off. Yes. Now, we want to get right into it. But let me tell you about next week's story. So you're going to want to tune in next week, because next week, the storyline is going to be called, the storyline is Between Friends. And it's a whole new, brand new, sexy story. And what happens when two really good friends cross the line. If you ever want to know, you'll know next week, because I'm going to tell you about it. Not only did I write about it, but I'm going to tell you about it. But anywho, now that all the pleasantries are out of the way, this week's story, called Bliss, an excerpt from my upcoming book, Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Bliss is a noun defined as perfect happiness and joy. Marriage, as an example, is often associated with a joyous feeling. People who are married and still in love are described as living in wedded bliss. Bliss is also known as an action word that means to reach a state of perfect happiness, typically so as to be oblivious to everything else. In non-marital relationships, bliss shows up in the beginning of relationships, lingers on in the middle, and fights like hell to hold on to the end. I would say that bliss would be the perfect definition of how my relationship was with Jaquan. Oblivious bliss. There were obvious signs that I should have paid attention to, but I was so into him that nothing else seemed to matter. As you can remember from Getting Back to Happy, Jaquan and I had just decided to take love's journey. I hopped on the back of that motorcycle with that fine-ass young hottie, and we ended up in my newly acquired beach house in Atlanta. The road trip itself was about 5 hours total. We made a couple of stops along the way to pick up toiletry items and a few other things we thought we needed. Since this trip for the two of us was spontaneous, we had left everything behind, including clothing. Who does that? I wasn't worried because a shopping spree was in order anyway to celebrate my newly acquired fame and fortune. The divorce had recently made me a millionaire, and since I recently won the marathon as a first-time runner, I was certain that offers of some sort would be pouring in. I had already been contacted by a few new outlets and local sports stores, even left messages with an offer of my brand ambassadorship. Things were only looking up from here. And then there was Jaquan, my young hottie. Yeah, I definitely would say that life was good. Jaquan and I enjoyed the scenery we took in on the way to the beach house, but he and I both could not wait to get there for a couple of reasons. One, the five-hour ride, although romantic in nature, was not the most ideal thing to do. And two, the obvious, the sexual buildup that had been occurring since I got on the back of that motorcycle. Damn, he smells so good. When we got back to the beach house, I took in the view. I looked over at Jaquan, who also seemed to be impressed. When we were married, James used his place as his so-called getaway, so I never got to experience the perks of it. I had only seen pictures. The pictures, however, didn't capture the beauty of actually standing there in the moment. The beach house was more like a small cottage in Tybee Island, about 30 minutes from Savannah, Georgia, along the coast. It was a thousand square foot bungalow with a wide open deck that looked perfect for hanging with friends and family after a day laying in the sun on the beach. There were two floors with a living room and a dining room space, along with a bedroom and bathroom on the first floor. Off the kitchen, a spiral staircase led to a second floor sleeping loft with a joint bedroom and bathroom that had access to a small balcony. From the dining area, there was an entrance to the screen porch that opened up to another spacious deck on the back of the house. I had to admit, I was impressed. Are you looking for a sweet escape from your reality? Jaylana definitely has a story to tell. As an author, playwright, blogger, and podcaster, Jaylana uses her creative magic to put some spice back into your life. Jaylana Stivette is her name, and eroticism is her game. Her book, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, is the urban 50 shades and is an escape so thrilling, it'll leave you both satisfied and searching for your next erotic journey. Her podcast, Sex and the Single Girl, is for the grown and sexy as she explores dating in a fun and playful way. So come, take this journey with Jaylana Stivette. She's sexy, she's sassy, and she's a whole motherfucking vibe. Jaquan walked through the door and looked around. He looked at me and smiled. He said, "Damn, is this all you?" "Yes, this is definitely all me. Although I haven't actually been here before." "For real? That's wild." Jaquan pulls me in for an embrace and a kiss. "One thing I know, as a woman like you, I definitely have to step my game up." "And why is that?" "Because, look at you. Everything about you says polish. I mean, I got my own and everything, but not like this." "Jaquan, you got to remember, there's a 15-year age difference between us. You're just getting started. I think you do well for yourself, baby." Jaquan smiles. He says, "And that's why you the shit, baby. A man loves a woman who can build him up. I ain't gonna lie, that shit is turning me on." Jaquan drew me closer in and cupped my ass. I grabbed his face and kissed him. I looked him in the eyes, played with the hairs in his beard, grabbed his face and kissed him again. Jaquan lifted me in the air and I wrapped my legs around his waist. I giggled as he showered my neck with kisses. He played with me and I became drunk from the touch of his full lips on my neck. Jaquan and I looked at each other and I knew our thoughts were in sync. We were about to christen this beach house. Jaquan sat me on the island in the kitchen. He positioned himself in between my legs. I smiled as he rubbed my thighs in a massage-like motion. It felt so good. His hands etched closer to my boo-boo kitty, and she became excited. I looked at him, and he stared back as he rubbed my thighs. His eyes were piercing. I rubbed his chest, and he moaned and pulled me closer. He leaned in for a kiss. His tongue tasted amazing as it danced with mine. Jaquan was a great kisser, and since it was one of my favorite pastimes, I didn't mind that we made out like that, with me on the island for what seemed like eternity. My body was so hot. My hands reached down and felt his manhood. It was rock hard inside his designer jeans. I stroked him through the denim until his hard shaft made an imprint. Jaquan moaned, and the sounds of his moaning while I stroked his Johnson was a complete turn on. My pussy was wet, and I wanted to feel this piece of steel inside me. I laid across the island with great expectation. Jaquan stood over me. He grabbed my legs and hiked my body towards him. As he cupped my ass, Jaquan simultaneously removed my bottoms. Boo Boo Kitty's juices dripped from my vagina to my panties. He looked up and smiled. Jaquan then opened my lower lady lips and began to give her sweet, soft kisses. My clit began to flicker. Jaquan kissed around it, and I begged him to taste her. He licked to the left, then right, then center. I exhaled a deep breath of pleasure. Jaquan licked me slowly. I moaned in ecstasy. I helped him lick and helped me get back to happy. I held both of my lips, which allowed him free access to my kitty. Jaquan licked my clit. He put it in his mouth and sucked it. Kitty's pre-release started seeping out as he licked her into a frenzy. My clit flickered as he sucked like I was his. He took his mouth and licked, took his chin and massaged. The hairs from his beard felt like heaven as he rubbed his chin in a boo-boo kitty. Damn, this man had me on the edge. I screamed, "Oh, daddy, eat this pussy, baby." Jaquan said, "I'll never stop eating this pussy, baby. It tastes so good. Tell me it's my pussy." "Oh, yes, it's your pussy, baby. I'm about to come." In a matter of minutes, I came in an explosion, and Jaquan was ready and willing to receive all of my juices. Jaquan took a step back, looked around. He located a wooden mini stepper underneath the island. Jaquan placed the stepper in front of the island where he was standing and stepped on the first step. He looked at me and smiled. I wonder what he was up to. Jaquan grabbed my legs and spread them apart. He was in total control of my body. Jaquan entered me slowly at first, then deeply. I gasped. So did he. His dick felt amazing as he took me long, deep, methodically, and took in those strokes. Jaquan stroked me. Methodical strokes. Stroked me deeper, deeper, and deeper. He was in a position of power as he controlled my legs, moving the upward and wide to maximize his Johnson. I wanted to cry. It felt so good. Jaquan looked down at our bodies and the symphony we made together as he moved in and out of me. He said, "Damn, baby, you creaming all over this dick." I said, "Oh, yes, baby. Don't stop giving me this dick, daddy." Jaquan picked up the tempo. I felt his manhood rise and pulsate with every single stroke. I moved my hips to match his intensity. Jaquan looked down at me. I looked up at him, and as I creamed, he said, "Damn, baby, your pussy feels so good on my dick. I love this tight, wet pussy." Jaquan pounded harder and faster. I screamed, "Oh, yes, baby, yes." He said, "Take this dick, baby." I moaned louder. Jaquan pounded and pounded until he came inside me. He collapsed on my chest. I stroked the top of his head. My lover had set out to do what he had came to do. He had taken me to a place of bliss. A state of happiness, typically so as to be oblivious to everything and everyone. Hola, mommies and poppies. It's your girl, Jaylana Stivetta. And I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to thank all of my audience for tuning in. My audience is growing by leaps and bounds, and I am so appreciative of your support and all that you do. So I want to thank all of my listeners who are tuning in from the United States, from Australia, from Canada, from South Africa, from India, from Norway, from Germany, from Portugal, and from the United Kingdom. And for my new listeners who are tuning in from other countries, the countries are growing by leaps and bounds, and I'm honored. So I want you to know that I appreciate your listenership. I appreciate your support. I appreciate all that you do. And don't forget to follow me on social media, on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok, and on YouTube, and on Twitter, where I keep it nice and